Are you a business owner looking to grow your business? How is your financial portfolio? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. Listen to business owners share their stories and tips for success, because every business has a story. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Aloha and good morning. Happy Saturday. You're listening to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. I'm your co-host, and I'm Pamela, and I'm with my...
And I'm your other co-host, Raj.
Yay. Welcome, Raj, and happy Saturday to you too. And we are so blessed to be broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. And we're streaming worldwide on all your favorite podcasts. And we're so glad you're joining us today. And then, Raj, I know you've invited a special guest to join us. Who do we have in the studio?
Oh, it's an indeed a very special guest that we have in the studio today. It's my very own daughter, Nikita Gupta, on the show. She is, I'll have her talk about herself, but what I wanted to tell you is that she is a part of the business I am in, and she's a business partner, and she's also licensed to do the business in the state of California.
Wow, that's so great. And welcome to our show.
Thank you. Yeah. It's so nice to be here.
Good, yes. So would you like to, I guess, maybe introduce yourself, let us know what you do, how you got started with your dad?
Absolutely. So, as you know, my name is Nikita. I am currently a first-year student at the University of California, Riverside, and I'm studying business there with the hopes of picking my focus to be finance in the next year or so. And yeah, about a year ago, I joined the business with my dad. It was quite interesting because I was actually completely a biology kid, and I wanted to go major in cellular and molecular biology as a junior in high school.
Oh, geez. That's a big difference.
Absolutely. And all of a sudden, my dad was putting his heart and mind into this business, and we would just watch him in the house talking to people, his clients. And I started to get really interested to see what exactly he does. And so we would just sit down on the weekends sometimes, and he would kind of explain to me what he does. And I found it really interesting. And so as time went on and I had to fill out my college application, I started to think about why I really wanted to major in bio. And I didn't really know that reason, because there was no reason. I felt like I was kind of forcing myself because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I decided to switch my major into business, because there's more of a wider field there and I could change different focuses. I could go into entrepreneurship, finance, marketing. So yeah, that's kind of where I am right now.
That's great. Yeah, business admin, I think, is so smart because it leads you go into any type of employment or entrepreneurship, like you said, because you learn the finances, which is super important, right? To get
exactly.
grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So you said it's your first year in
yes.
college.
Mm-hmm.
So high school, did they teach you anything about finances? I know I wish they taught me in high school, but I never had any financial classes to get ahead. What did you find in high school?
In high school, there was nothing related to money, taxes, finances. It was mostly just like the basic classes, English, math, bio, electives. There was nothing related to how you can manage your money as a student, or how once you get into college, you can manage your debts and learn more about finances. And I found that it was extremely important for us to be able to know about it, because when my dad would explain certain topics to me, I would be like, wow, this is really interesting. And other kids my age should definitely hear about stuff like this. And I remember some of my friends asking me about some of these topics. And when I would briefly explain to them, they would be like, oh, wow, how do you know about this stuff? And so I'd just be like, oh, my dad told me about these things, and I think they're really important, and you should know about them as well. So I don't think we were taught anything in school. And even in college up until now, we haven't really covered anything that would relate to us personally. It's kind of more just what's in the books of finance and accounting. So I think it's extremely important for us to know about these things.
I really think that schools should really push stuff like this, because, gosh, budgeting and personal finances and getting ahead, like, you have a huge advantage.
Exactly.
Having your dad mm-hmm. do it and seeing it. Like, if I started a long time ago, I would be in such a different situation as well. And the kids, you know, they grow up and they just like only hear what the parents say, but they don't really listen, right? But with you living in it and now working with your dad, I think you have a huge, huge future ahead of you.
Yeah, I think that's a very big advantage I have.
Yes, I know. So, Raj, I know we talked about this before. We can have a college degree, and then sometimes you look at entrepreneurs. Do they really need a college degree to get into finances or their own business?
I will be very careful when I answer this question, Pam, because I could be misconstrued. So is college degree essential for a successful future as an entrepreneur? There is no yes or no, and I'll tell you why. Let's look at certain names. You may have heard of this small company called Apple or Microsoft. The founders never completed their college, but they went ahead and completely changed the shape of the universe, how it works when it comes to technology. Now, somebody could question and say, hey, college education was not essential for them to make this multi-billion dollars and trillion dollars market value companies. But the understanding that we have to have is, why did they not complete college? And that's essential, because they did not complete college because they did not find that education pertaining to their passion or the dream that they had. Now, Steve Jobs created probably one of the most iconic products that is used and that has changed the way a phone is being looked at. He created the iPhone. Everybody knows that. But in order for him to design an iPhone, he needed to understand the transistors and all those things. Now, he learned that from college. But the college did not tell him that you could use the transistors to make a device which will completely change the way humans communicate. And that was his passion. So a lot of the time when we go to college, do we know why we are going to college? Why we are doing what we are doing there? And that makes a big difference. So by just going to college cannot guarantee you a successful career. By not going to college does not guarantee that you'll become a great entrepreneur. So that's why these two things have to essentially work very closely with each other.
I agree. Yeah. And that's why I say business admin is such a great, that's a great degree to be in, because it just, anything you do, it's going to help no matter what you learn in business, right? So that's really, again, exciting for you. Yeah. So what do you do? Do you do anything else while you're in school? Like, do you, I know sometimes college students have internships. Do you, is this your kind of your internship while you're going to school?
So I'm kind of trying to take a few different paths all at the same time. So while I'm in college, I'm also learning things related to my degree. That's like the classes we're supposed to take. And also on the side, I'm working with my dad to grow my own business. And so I like listening in on the meetings that we have every week with my dad's business. And I just like to listen to other leaders that have already been in the business for a while. So it's very motivating and inspirational to hear them and how their journey has gone, since kind of one of the youngest people in the business, and they've all had a journey in either the IT side or some other career for a lot of years, while I'm barely in college and starting out college right now. And then also at school, there's a lot of clubs I'm involved in, such as there's a UBA Undergraduate Business Association club, which I'm in. And so we network with a lot of public speakers, and we bring them to our school to help speak to other children and how they can pick their focuses if they're still confused on what they want to do with their business degree in the future.
And that's really helpful, too. Have you ever thought of starting your own club? Financial planning?
I have, because
that might be good.
In our school, there is nothing really related to how you can manage your finances. There's a lot of clubs regarding like investments and just networking with people and marketing, but there's not a lot on how you can learn about how to grow your money and help other people with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that would be really good. Can you imagine if you started that club and just people follow you? You already have followers.
Yes.
Like when your dad does webinars or events, people listen, and then they want to follow and listen to what he has to say and just learn more. So that would be really good for the young students.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. We're going to be coming back to listen more about what you have to share and your endeavors with financial. So Raj, could you please maybe give our audience your contact information?
Absolutely, Pam. And all those high school students or young graduates or undergrads right now, not there yet, if you want to see that how a journey that Nikita wants to take and how she can shape her future and an entrepreneur, call out to me. I'll be happy to answer that to you. My number is 858-371-1005. I repeat, 858-371-1005, or set up an appointment at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us.
That's great. Everyone should reach out to Raj. In the meantime, please listen to our sponsors as they help pay for our show, and stay tuned for more discussion.
Welcome to Wealth Being, where your financial well-being is our top priority. At Wealth Being, we understand that true wealth goes beyond numbers. It's about making your retirement your longest vacation. Whether you're planning for retirement, looking for tax-free income, funding your child's education, or even estate planning, our team has got you covered. We believe in transparency and trust. Contact us today at 858-371-1005. That's 858-371-1005. Or visit us at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com, ILENDGIRL.com, NMLS number 2933.
Finding the right work environment can make all the difference. The future of workspace in San Diego is here today at VentureX in Scripps Ranch. They have the perfect solution for you. You'll find professional, executive, private offices in a collegial setting with a sense of hospitality, community, and productivity. Co-working spaces are the new trend. Call today for a tour, 619-789-6233. That's 619-789-6233. And take your business to the next level.
Great. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Is that what Mark the Spark always says?
He would say so.
Yes. Welcome back to our show. So Raj, Nikita was talking about being in college, trying to apply for college, not knowing what she wants to do. But she kind of got that, I'll say, spark to switch to business administration, right? Versus your biology and whatnot. What if someone doesn't know what they want to do?
That's true with almost everyone, Pam. Nobody knows what they want to do. So the key question is there something that they do without being told? Is there something that they do any time of the day? Is there something they can lose their sleep over it? Is there something that they can do without getting paid even a single dollar for that? So that means that's something which is their passion. And that passion is, once you have identified that passion, that is your why. And that's what they should do to do it. Now, people do not have a why, so they lose their way. So as adults, it's our responsibility, which I very firmly feel is, to inspire all the young kids out there is to find their why. And even adults have lost it. We also have lost it. I mean,
it's hard to find your why.
It's hard to find your why, but it's the most important thing, because anybody can tell you how to do something and what you can do, what you can get when you do that. But why are you doing it? Because the path to success is not a straight line. But that's why is the only thing that can keep them running. So if you go out and try this out. Go in a student group and ask them, hey, how many of you want to become engineers? You'll see some hands go up. How many of you want to become doctors? Again, you can see some hands go up. How many of you want to become attorneys? Hands go up. How many of you become financial analysts? Some hands go up. But now pose them the question, how many of you want to become entrepreneurs? And now you will see the thought process. So if you want to ever try this out, try it out anywhere. How many of you want to become entrepreneurs? So the inspiration for us to have that generation of entrepreneurs start now, so that we can have the next Rockefellers coming out. That matters to the society a lot. And that's what we need to do.
And that's true because entrepreneurs, that is a passion. It's
yes.
like, what do I want to build? What do I want to share, right, and do? So that's a really good way to like kind of decipher that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's very, very important, Pam. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been telling, right? I mean, a lot of the time say, I don't know what my passion is. If you can do something again and again and again, and you don't care if you're getting paid for this, that means it's your passion. And the more and more you do it again and again, you will not just get good at it, you will get great at it. And now you see there is no stopping. That clarity of thought will come to your mind. And that clarity of thought will help you put the ideas towards that. And nobody can stop you from being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And that matters. Yeah. That's what we are saying.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know so many people are like, I don't know what to do when they get scared. It's like, it's okay. Just whatever opportunities in front of you, do it and get the experience and learn, right? And then just move on if it doesn't work. But yeah, as an entrepreneur, and you could just keep on going and just do as much as you want to do and grow as much as you want to grow.
Exactly.
I know. So again, here, passion, right? But what if someone doesn't even have a passion? You know what I mean? Some people are like, I don't know, and they have nothing. Right?
Ask them questions, Pam. The key is asking them questions. So again, one question I always ask, even when we talk about financial planning is, right, what if money was not your concern? What will you do with that time? You know, that's the why. If money was not your concern, what will you do with that time? I would watch TV. Why would you watch TV? Because I like it. Why do you like it? The why becomes important. Hey, I would go and travel across the globe. Great. Hey, I would go and play golf. Why? Why do you want to travel across the globe? Why do you want to play golf? Why do you want to watch TV? Why do you want to cook food? Why do you want to do gardening? Why do you want to learn the piano at 65 now when you're retired? Because this is what I always wanted to do. That was my passion. So it's too late when you do that. So that's intel in financial planning. If money is not your concern, what will you do with that time? And most of the people come back and say, money is still my concern.
Yeah.
And that's where we said, you know, let's sit down and understand what you are doing today, what gets you there, or if it does not, how can we help to get you there? And that's where I personally feel if we can tap in the minds of these youth, the young kids, we could probably look at it very differently.
True. Yeah.
And I can actually ask a question now to both of you, Nikita, and if I were to say, I'll give you $1 million today, or if I could give you 1 cent today and give you 2 cents tomorrow and double whatever I gave you the previous day, what one for the next 30 days, which option would you pick up? Would you want to take the $1 million, or do you want to pick up the option where I say, give you 1 cent today and then double it tomorrow?
I think if I'm correct, if I take the 1 cent a day and double it, I'll have more than $1 million.
You too, Nikita, think the
yes,
same way?
Yes, absolutely.
So this is called compounding.
Mm-hmm. I love that compound interest.
And that is the power of compounding. Now, if you can do that very effectively, now imagine applying the same rules to your life. If somebody fresh out of college can actually put the money towards that perspective, and then let that compound over a lifetime. I don't think they would be ever thinking about retiring at 65 because that could come at 35 or 40 because they have done that. And since most of us have not been taught to look at money in that capacity early in the cycle, we started much later and then we have less time for that money to double. So this is the way of compounding, which we are teaching everyone today. It's called the magic of compounding. People who know it, take advantage of it. People who don't know it, pay for it. That's
yeah.
the way we say it.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So Nikita, is this your passion? Like listening to your dad, does that make it get you excited? It gets me excited. I wish I was young to do that. But is this your passion now? Like, are you getting excited about getting into the financial field?
I think I am getting very excited. Of course, when I listen to my dad, since he's full of energy all the time.
He is.
it makes us energized, even if we're not at that moment. But I think, because at school sometimes, like, for example, my roommate, she used to come and ask me questions because she used to think she thinks that I'm like this financial wizard.
You're the guru.
Yeah. So she's just like coming up and asking me, like, what's a Roth IRA and how can I invest and how can I tell my mom to invest? So I started like asking my dad these questions, and then I would go back to her and explain them to her. And then after, she would be like, every time I ask you a question and you respond to me, your eyes light up and I can just see like the passion in you and how interested you are to help people and explain it to other people. So it feels good to hear that, because I feel like I'm way more interested in this than I was in any other subject at school.
Yeah, that's good. And the more educated you are and you can explain it, right?
Exactly.
Then the more it's like, ooh, I know what I'm talking about. And you know it works too.
Exactly.
That's so great. I love that. Yeah. So good luck with you, you know?
Thank you so much.
I know. Yeah. So Raj, do you have anything else to share in regards to college students and even high school students to get ahead?
I would share one thing, Pam. And it's very important. You see, when we were growing up, we never had these cell phones with us, or none of the smartphones. Now, we had very less distractions. So how did we learn? We learned by reading books. Now, this is a habit which I would really have the young generations, our future of tomorrow, start inculcating in themselves, is to read. And the way I've set up a goal for myself is to read 52 books in a year, which is a book every week. And now I travel a lot as well. So the way I see is that, can I use the time when I travel to read a book instead of just watching a movie or a series or something? That's what I do. So I read a lot of books, and I recommend that there are certain books that everybody should read. And one book that I strongly recommend is called The Atomic Habits. It's a very powerful book. And why I found that book is, what it says is that what is the impact of improving just 1% every day? So if you feel, and you don't have to be of a specific age to do that, you can do it anytime. Imagine what you are doing today. You do the same thing every day. It's the flat result. But if you were to do 1% better than you did the previous day, imagine at the end of the year, after 365 days, you have improved almost 37%. And look at that compounding happening, 37% year on year on year. So books open that doorway of the mind and the habits. Now, to put it in a very simple perspective, right? An apple a day keeps a doctor away. We have heard this phrase. We grew up and everybody says that. So is it right to say, you know what? I ate an apple yesterday, but today I'm feeling sick. I fell ill. What use is the apple? Or, hey, you know, I did not eat apple. Nothing happened to me.
Yeah.
It's that 1% thing. So when you decide to put a donut in your body versus an apple, that 1% is kicking in every day. And that's what builds you, either your immunity towards something or probably your waistline. That's how we understand it. So that's where
it's apple.
Let's take two apple. Exactly. Yeah. So reading the books becomes very essential. And that's one message to everyone is, please read these books.
Okay. I do have one book that came into my mind while we're talking that I love, is The Compound Effect.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love that book.
That's
and it's
amazing.
It's like an easy read. And I'm like telling my kids, I'm like, you have to read this. But it's such a good book, and it makes you think, and it just motivates you.
It does. It does.
That's a good one.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, I'm going to have to try to do that. Read. Maybe I'll do a book a month.
That's a good start. That's a great start.
Once a week, I don't know, but once a month.
Once a month is great. Yeah, and I can recommend a lot of books to you.
Okay.
Which would actually change the way you see things. So, the other book is The Magic of Thinking Big.
Okay.
How big can you think? It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
I will.
Make me read.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, again, we're getting to the end of our show, and Nikita, it was so great having you. I love having this conversation, and I cannot wait to keep watching your journey.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's been fun. So Raj, again, do you want to share with the audience how to get a hold of you? And then I think you're going to start doing events.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So we are looking at doing a lot of events, not just in San Diego, but across the United States now. And the idea is just to tell people how money works. Just understand, zoom out and see. So call us at 858-371-1005 and we'll be happy to explain more or set up an appointment at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us. And as we always love to say, your wealth being on us.
Yeah, that's great. Yes. And for all the webinars, and if you're going to be across the nation, is that Zooming?
Yes,
we that's do really
Zooms.
Good. Okay, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to keep in contact with you
absolutely.
That too and help share.
Absolutely.
Share the word.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Pam.
Okay, good. Well, thank you again for listening to Business Talk with Mark the Spark, with Pamela and Raj. And we want to say have a great weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, everyone.